yes, I'm actually going to be a cocoa farmer myself, from cocoa master to cocoa farmer. So that when I talk, you would understand that I'm not just talking as an entertainer, but you know that I'm practicing what I preach. So yes, I am championing the move because yes, I want to be a cocoa farmer. And there's so much we can do with farming and agriculture in Africa.
Many young people are busy with their computers, their laptops, their mobile phones, their smartphones. Do you think you can get them to care about agriculture?
Information is power. The fact that they are all focused on their laptops, social media right now, it's what we kind of realize that the youths are rushing into. And if we cannot get them to be aware of the opportunities that they're losing from rushing into social media and everybody leaving agriculture, since I got on board, what I realized about my generation and my youths is that they do not know the amount of wealth hidden in agriculture. They do not know and believe that agriculture can be enticing, can be glamorous, can be sexy as they see the social media or the media world or even the entertainment world. So yes, I believe that just like in 2 years ago, from the same internet, from the same social media, the youths rose up in North Africa and we saw the revolution. I believe that with what I'm doing right now, once they can see and connect to what I have seen, I don't think it's going to be much of a problem because everybody in Africa are going to make a lot of noise and they will listen to us, and agriculture is going to be the way because agriculture is actually the foundation of everything we're doing.
Have you set yourself any targets? I mean, let's talk numbers. How many youth are you aiming to target?
Oof, I was privileged and honored to be the first to sign the petition. And if I can get 1 million African youths to sign the petition, I know that.
1 million.
Yes, sir.
That's a huge number.
Oh, no, but it's not impossible. We have about 800 million people in Africa, if not more.
Well, you are known as an entertainer because you are an entertainer. Do you think people will take you seriously?
I believe that, yes, they will take me seriously because in the past, I've also represented great corporate bodies that have had serious messages to say. So it's different when you see someone that is Minister of Agriculture speaking, you kind of feel that that's his field. It's different when you see an engineer or someone that's appointed to speak. But for me, I have nothing to gain but for us to live beyond what they expect us to. So I'm here, not I don't want nobody to feel that believe in me and believe that what I'm saying is true. By the time they check it, they will only just join the movement and it will become greater for us.
And is there a Cocoa Master tune that you want the youth to remember your agricultural mission by?
I like that. I like that. Like I said, we're approaching this project with everything that we can. We're using music, we're using social media, and we're using word of mouth, and we're using lifestyle, meaning practicing what you preach. So myself and about 10 to 20 of my colleagues, I'm going to keep their names as secret until you see it live, but we are going to be in South Africa in the next couple of weeks, and we're going to be shooting and recording a video for this project. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be like we always do, a hit record, amen. So even when you're in the club and you're dancing to it, you know that agriculture is the way, even if I say it's cocoa or if I say it's beans.